Welcome to your Tuesday teaching from It's Time For Me, and this week it is all about creation. So when we think of creation, it's about what am I creating in my life? How am I lining up with myself to create what I desire in my life? But more particularly, creating from a soul level. So some of you might be very in tune with what your soul wants and some of you may not, and neither is, you know, wrong. It's just wherever you're at this time. But when I'm talking about creation, it's like imagining a painter standing in front of his canvas and literally just drawing this magnificent piece of artwork. If you were to watch someone like that, the flow they'd be in, you know, the maybe gentle meditative space they might be in to do that. And obviously with anyone designing something, they may actually have some frustration along the way. And that is all part of our creative side. But creation also comes from our place of creativity. And that's about our higher self. It's about connecting to that part of us that maybe we don't tap into that often. That inner voice that we have, that guidance that we actually create ourselves. So before we could do this, we had to declutter. And that's why I was getting you to do all of that work last week. And I know that was a starting point. I don't expect that you will have done everything. But it really was to clean and clear both body and mind, as well as the physical space around you, to make room for new things. So it's like if you are wanting to buy new clothes and you open your wardrobe and it's full, you've got to get rid of something or many things to place new things in there. And if your life is cluttered, there may not be space for those things that you would like to receive. I remember years ago when I'd really only started working out, it was probably back in 2010, 2011. At that point, my business was really taking off. And this girl came to me and I was doing guided visualization sessions. So they would actually come to my home where I used to work and lie down on the plinth and I'd get them nice and comfortable. And I would literally ask them before the session what they wanted me to guide them through. And this lady wanted to get pregnant and she had tried for 10 years. She had also tried to do many rounds of IVF and was going for her last, she was having a donor egg abroad and she was going for her last treatment of that. And when we talked a lot about her space, you know, and it's funny, this actual memory of this girl just has come into my mind as I'm talking about this. I said, well, where is your baby going to go in the home? And she said, well, we've a box room and it's like really, really, really full of all of our wedding stuff and all our spare things and it's just all over the place. And I said, you need to go home and you need to clear that space out. You need to make that space available for this child. And we also talked about making space for her to create her own healing, you know, within the body and getting to terms with her own body around the disappointments and frustrations she's had. So while I'm talking about this in terms of this lady and that particular pregnancy element, this works for any part of your life. Where's the space? How can I create it? How can I heal the energy around what I want? And she did all of that. She was like on fire. She did all of that. Remember recommending the Louise Hay You Can Heal Your Life book. She read that in a day and texted me to say she'd read it. She was like, let me do whatever is necessary. And divine timing, I suppose, was ready for her. And after 10 years, she got pregnant. And to be honest with you, I mean, I was only like 28 at the time. So, you know, not that that's like really young, but it was young enough. I wasn't thinking of children or anything like that. So I couldn't really relate to where she was at, you know, in terms of wanting to have a child or anything. And I didn't have children, obviously, but I just could see her desire for it. You know, and she welcomed her baby 9 months later and it was wonderful. And what the story is just telling you is like the ability for us to create what we would like in our lives, but it has to come from that clear space. So when I've asked you to think of these 1 to 3 areas you want to, you know, change or these things you want to create in your life, you're doing it from yourself. There is, yes, I believe in the universe, whether you call it God, angels, spirits, something bigger than us, a star, the moon, whatever it is, there is a universal energy around that does line up with us when we are in alignment with ourselves and helps us create. It helps us manifest things, but it's because we are in the right place. We are doing the right things. We're taking the right steps. So creation comes from within, but to create, you have to do that from a place of ease, nearly like a calm place, a place of flow. And I go back and imagine, you know, the flow of a brush on a canvas of somebody painting, the strokes of that brush being really gentle across that canvas. That's flow. It's hard to create in our life when we're in frustration, anger, disappointment. So if you're still in that space, how can you heal that? How can you shift out of that? It doesn't matter how long it takes, you just start the process. So I want you to get creative with creating. And I want you today to really think about that. Are you in tune with your gut feeling? Are you in tune with the creative energy that lives within you? If you get really creative when you literally sit down and draw, do that again, playing music, like putting music on, or actually playing a musical instrument. Is it when you're out running, doing exercise, being around other people? Where do you get that joyful energy that you can create from? Because you create from a magnificent space, things can move forward. Life is hard enough. Life is stressful enough without us placing more stress on ourselves. And when you're in creative flow, that's where things go. So I think that there's a great book, The Artist's Canvas, isn't it? The Artist's Way, it's called, by Julia Cameron. And I haven't read it. I've done a little course on it. And it's all about, you know, really creating your life through creativity. So ask yourself where your creativity has been. A lot of people say to me, oh, I'm not creative. God, I couldn't be creative at all. You know, often when I've done readings for people, I say, God, you're really creative. And they go, no, God, I couldn't draw. I'm like, that's not, drawing is not the only creative thing. You know, your word, how you write, how you speak, how you think, you know, how you interact, what you want to listen to, that's all creativity, where your imagination goes. So this isn't airy-fairy stuff. I really do want you to create, and I'm looking forward to really delving into this week myself, because I love creating and I love making things happen, but it's got to come from that clear place. So today it's just asking yourself, am I clear? Am I in connection with myself? Where are things going? So tomorrow what we're going to be doing is we're going to be sketching out our canvas. And I'd love you to get a notebook with plain paper in it if you can, or even a sheet of paper that you print on at home or in work, and literally draw out your canvas. But we're going to talk more about that tomorrow. So enjoy this teaching for today and get creative. And I look forward to talking with you tomorrow.